Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy. Hi, guys. And today we're going to talk about Earth. Because on April 22nd is Earth Day. That's right, it's tomorrow. And today's Friday, and we are here with Rumike Talks. So let's dive in. And we're going to talk about movies. What movies to watch on Earth Day? And we picked movies that reflect the theme of the Earth Day and that inspire us to be our best selves in terms of our relationship with nature. So, without further ado, let's dive in. First movie, WALL-E. And this is one of my favorite movies from Pixar because for some reason I really connect to the character. I really connect to that little robot who was left alone on Earth to pick up trash created by us lazy human beings.
Yeah.
And the movie is full of charm. It's full of hope, and it's full of love, and also it reflects on us. We consume a lot of stuff. Online shopping, you know, shopping in general, just getting more stuff and hoarding in worst case scenarios, and it just keeps going on and on. People producing new cars, people producing new buses, and people buying them. Imagine every year there's more stuff coming in. This movie reflects that. It reflects what's going to happen if we keep doing that. And what's going to happen when we keep doing that is that we will overfill Earth with crap so much that we destroy everything that will allow us to stay on Earth. And we would have to leave Earth. In other words, we're just going to dump on our planet and leave it. And that's not how it works. And I don't think that's going to be the future, that we're all going to leave this planet after dumping it entirely. Because it will first kill us before we leave. So we have to be careful. We have to pay attention to how much stuff we consume and whether the stuff that we consume is at least, you know, recyclable. At least 1% of what you do is recyclable. If you have a chance to walk to a grocery store, walk to a grocery store. If you have a chance to once a week to have a day when you don't eat something that is packaged, because every packaging, you know, takes time to decompose, especially if it's plastic. Try that. Try to buy organic stuff, stuff that made out of organic material. That's what I mean. That can be easily decomposed.
Yes, I agree.
Try to find something that can be easily digested by your body, you know? Like fruits, vegetables, without leaving any toxins in the world. So then we won't end up like in the Pixar movie, the human beings who live on a spaceship. They don't even have a home. Live on spaceship, fully fed by machines, and they don't have to even lift a finger to do anything. They're just watching something and then just eating and lying on their electric pads that transfer them from one room to another. And with that, let's move to the second movie. Rumke, tell us about your pick today.
My first pick for today as a film to watch on Earth Day, to celebrate Earth Day, is the film Princess Mononoke. It's by Hayao Miyazaki. So, and if you don't know his films, I highly recommend to check out all of his films because he's a great artist. And the films are just so wonderful and so deep. So Princess Mononoke is just a great film about the relationship between humans and nature. It's a very poetic representation of that and, you know, how we can protect our planet Earth. And that's ultimately the goal of Princess Mononoke, to bring back harmony among humans. And that's a very strong message in this movie. How if we don't have harmony between us as humans, then there's no harmony in nature as well. So in order to have harmony with nature, we have to first find harmony among ourselves. among humans, you know, among society, if you will. So I think it's just a wonderful film, and it's very, very inspiring, and you can just enjoy the visuals by Hayao Miyazaki.
Yep, that's a wonderful movie. I've been following him since I was 14, watched all his movies in theaters in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Yeah.
And now let's move to the next movie. And this is another favorite directors of mine, Werner Herzog. And Rumena knows that I'm obsessed with Werner Herzog. In fact, I'm so obsessed that I actually went to a bookstore, a Skylight Books in Los Feliz.
That's right.
To get the book signed.
Yeah, we had a pleasure to see him in person.
Yeah, so I do have a special connection with him and his films, and I have his signature inside of his book. But today we're going to talk about his particular film called Grizzly Man. And it's a movie about a guy who was traveling to Alaska every summer or every season to spend time with bears, with grizzly bears in real environment, you know, in nature. It wasn't the park or anything. It's just nature. And he was spending time with them. But is it the right thing to do, though? And that's what the movie embraces. And Werner Herzog has mastered that. He mastered pointing out two sides of the problem and leaving us to decide what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the messages for me from this movie is that sometimes the best way for us human beings to help animals is to avoid them. You know, we don't have to be in contact with them. We don't have to do anything. They have their own ecosystems going on. We don't have to intervene with that. If whether we have good intentions or whether we have bad intentions.
Yeah.
And that's my opinion. And I think this movie is a great addition to your Earth Day watch list. Now move on to the next one, Rumki.
The final pick for the Earth Day movies would be Avatar. I mean, it wouldn't be an Earth Day without this movie. Yeah. It's definitely a very big theme in both the first part and the second part, the relationship between humans and nature and how we destroy it, especially now because most recently we saw the second film, Avatar Way of Water. And it was just amazing, like just showing how we're connected with nature, that we're all one on Earth and that our energies are connected. In Avatar, if you haven't seen it, like they're connected with the special magical elements and right. But it's like we're all one energy and we give and receive and we're all connected. So when we destroy nature and we we hurt the animals, we destroy their ecosystems, you know, we break that energy. I went into really philosophical talk, but it really is that way. And in this second movie, like they really kind of played on showing what we do to like the ocean world, just to the oceans and the animals in the oceans and really like what we do to the whales and stuff like that. I don't think there were whales in the movie, but
No,
I think metaphor. It was a metaphor for really how humans treat whales for gaining money. It's just so painful, but it's very important to show it in movies like it is, because it hopefully will inspire us to change, because it's just not right. I highly recommend this film. We should all participate in protecting nature and protecting animals and not destroying it for financial gains, for our financial gains.
And now we arrive at our final part of this episode, which is Obsession of the Week. So Rumki, what is your obsession?
My obsession of the week would have to be, and I feel like I've said this before in the show, but we'll say it again. It's the show Succession. As you know, the new season came out and we've been watching it and it's really good. Like some crazy things happened. in this show, but it just still proves to me that this show, you know, the writers are just so good. It maintains its depth and style of writing, and just the characters are very three-dimensional, and even if you hate them, you still cannot help yourself to find them intriguing in a way, you know. Mm-hmm. You might not connect with any of them, but you're still, they're unique and they're fun to watch. So for writers, I think it's very important to remember that. Even if you write a character that's like an anti-hero or whatever, it has to be fun. And even for actors, you have to make the character fun to watch, even if it's a villain, you know. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like a character with flaws and that does horrible choices in life. Yeah, make them unique and fun to watch. So that's why I like Succession. What is your obsession of the week?
My obsession is actually the one that you introduced me to. I mean, it's not that I didn't know about that, but you kind of made me look at this from an entirely new perspective. And it is Google Tasks. Google Tasks. You know, I've been a huge fan of Google. I've been using Calendar all the time for everything in my life because it's simple and it's free. And that's where I love it. But then I haven't embraced the power of Google Tasks. And especially the last time I used them, it wasn't as cute and pretty and had a nice app to it that it has now. So now I'm pretty much obsessed. I mean, I'm still using my, you know, long handwriting for planning the day in the morning. But then I picked up the things that I planned for in the paper one. And I assign with the time on my calendar one. So then I can always have my phone next to me and check what I need to do next. Especially with my watch that also has a notification that comes from the calendar. So
yeah,
it always reminds me, oh, right now you need to write your short film. Or then now you need to do a workout and things like that.
Yeah.
And I found it very useful, simple, and satisfying in a way.
It's great. Yeah.
Thank you, Rumke.
You're welcome.
That's it, folks. That's the end of our episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please, as always, we would really appreciate if you leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us to grow and keep producing these episodes. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Rumike Talks Podcast. You can find the show notes at rumike.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staradetsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.